Discovering how spiritual awareness brings virtues. Although you can and should make efforts to act in a virtuous way, the good news is that spiritual awareness itself inspires you to be naturally virtuous. The more you understand the spiritual nature of this world and the deeper unity of all things, the more it makes sense to act with honesty, compassion, surrender, and humility. With a more universal vision, spiritual virtues are not so much qualities that you must force yourself to express, but are seen as the best and perhaps only way to respond to the world. Here are some initial tips for increasing your spiritual vision and virtues. Take time to contemplate and consider your priorities, and always strive to put first things first. Do your best to be more helpful than harmful, not only to yourself or to people you like, but for every single person and living being on this planet, including this living planet. Move beyond black and white thinking to a bigger, more inclusive awareness. Big picture thinking is part of spiritual growing up. Realize that not everything fits into neat little boxes. I'll let Buddha give the last of these virtue tips, as he taught his followers quite simply to abstain from evil, do good, and purify the mind. Jesus also offered advice to his followers about the importance of not just being a groupie, but also putting his words into practice and building a strong foundation for their spiritual journeys. In Luke 6:46-49, Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete."